dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. Still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. It is Christmas week. Merry Christmas to everyone. No, not happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everyone out there in the listening area. Glad to have you with us on the program today and throughout the year. As we get ready for the holiday season, things start to wind down. There are very few activities going on this week, even less than I would have thought. Nothing for UNK or Hastings College this week, even though, of course, they're away from classes, but no basketball for UNK until after the first of the year. Only the Hastings men play next week. Nebraska men will be playing in Las Vegas Tuesday and Wednesday against some pretty good competition. But some good, some bad, some ugly from the weekend. Tri-City Storm is off until New Year's Eve, so they can send the kids home to be with their families, hopefully for the most part, for the holidays, and hopefully that is the same for you. Doug Duda, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer engineer Derek Stenson, with us on the program today. The particulars, the phone number 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. If you ever want to be on the program or be a part of any of our contests, you want to get that in the speed dial on your cell phone. Also, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Apparently with the armor lining that you get at the Dent Popper, a lot easier to get the snow out of the back of your truck. And sounds like we're going to have more of that coming, and hopefully it's not too bad so everybody can travel like they wish this week. But what do you say? It's a Monday, and we can start in about 100 different ways. 100 different ways, because it was a wacky weekend in the NFL. Texas looked like they had Penn State beat for the national volleyball title. Didn't. The Nebraska women, a huge, huge win. The Nebraska men, again, are you kidding me? It's just an embarrassment, that game on Saturday against a team that should never be on your schedule. Jackson State had 9 points at halftime, yet it was like 28-20 midway through the second half. I mean, that's just embarrassing. It's just embarrassing. And also one thing to keep an eye out, USC went out, Southern California, and the men upset number 9 Tennessee by like 20 points on Saturday. How did Nebraska beat them? Well, a lot of these teams, Mark Bauer told us about it with Loper Wrestling, it's happening, the semester is over. So if you were ineligible, or you transferred, or you had to sit out the first semester, you're all back now. USC has some players back. The Loper Wrestling team has some wrestlers back, which almost helped them upset the Nebraska wrestling team on Saturday. So a lot of things to watch out as that goes on. The bowl season's underway as well, and already some upsets, and it started with the first one in Wyoming on Saturday. Middle Tennessee State wins last night. Just some crazy stuff. How'd you do on your picks this weekend?
I'm right at 500 again, 1-1-1 on the pros, and I believe we only went 1-2 on the Division III NAIA, so we're just sitting right there, just lurking at 500, one below 500 actually, but nothing exciting. I liked, like Dallas and Pittsburgh were probably my two favorite picks of the weekend. They looked solid, Dallas getting the victory Sunday night and giving the Saints their first loss, and Pittsburgh looked most of the game to have that one in hand, and then all of a sudden looked like they were well behind the eight ball, and then the last second come back, and we got a push on that one. Seattle, never again will I bet on that, Hasselbeck Sox. I've said that before. Hasselbeck just, I don't know if the guy's hurt. I don't know. Something isn't right. But for Tampa Bay, Seattle 2 years ago was one of the most feared places to play. It was loud. It was raucous. You could not score there because you could not hear the signals. You would jump offside. You would false start 13 times in a game. Not anymore. That was embarrassing. There's a lot of embarrassing things. Denver, the way you played all day, embarrassing to get beat by the Ravens or the Raiders in your home ball field. That's the one team you've got to beat. a lot of embarrassment going on in the NBA, in the NFL yesterday, Doug. But it starts, like you said, with positive things. It starts with this Nebraska women's basketball team. Kelsey Griffin didn't transfer. She was hurt all of last year. She comes back, goes off for 30 points, 14 rebounds. You know, that's a game in which you're remembered for in your career. Yeah, against Jackson State, Sec Henry, if you want to put up 35, whatever. I don't care. That doesn't matter. But when you do it against LSU, the number 5 ranked team, according to the Associated Press and all the land, that's impressive. How high do they jump now to take care of a team like that? You jump up the LSU coach, a lot of praise saying, they're top 10, 10, 12 team in the nation. There's no doubt about it in my mind. I've never got out-coached that bad.
Well,
he's got 4 WNBA titles.
New rankings will be coming out. Nebraska should vault up there to one of their highest rankings in school history. So, should be interesting. We'll find out.
11-0. Now you start to think, well, this is a team that the Big 12 is the toughest conference. Connie, you already said that in all the land. You start to wonder, well, what seed? You're already thinking ahead. Don't let them punching the guy we get that conference season. It's going to be a tough, long road during this Big 12 season, but hey, they've got a shot to do some special things that the Nebraska women's basketball program has never done before.
So keep an eye on them. They get 10 days to kind of celebrate, enjoy the holidays, no pressure. They'll come back with an Albany team the afternoon of the Holiday Bowl on the 30th. That's a 3:05 start so that fans can watch that and watch the Holiday Bowl in Lincoln. So it looks like the Huskers will be in good shape and have an undefeated team going into 2010, and that's just something that's never happened before at the University of Nebraska. So big, big win. Congratulations. Coach Yori, we had her on at the beginning of the season. I'm not even sure that she expected this kind of a start to the season, but a huge win. And see what happens when you actually schedule teams like this. Maybe you have an opportunity to be competitive. Jackson State, good God, an embarrassment. Kevin Asher is going to join us on the program today. He's the head boys basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. The two-time defending champions are 5-0. They've been on the road quite a bit, but now they get into the meat of their schedule. If the weather allows, they get to go to Gretna tomorrow. Then that's a Class B unbeaten team. Then they're into the Doane College Holiday Tournament, which is very tough, and they get to see their old rivals in Pierce, who's off to a 5-1 start, so they'll see two tough games there. And we'll talk with the coach about that. And if this is the type of team that can win 3 in a row, and what it's been like getting this team in shape and ready to play basketball after a state championship football season. So he is scheduled to join us at the bottom of the program as well. Were you as surprised as me? I didn't flip it over right away to see the beginning of the national championship volleyball match on Saturday night, but Texas up 2-0 on Penn State, who had won 101 consecutive matches, and at no time in those 101 matches were they ever down 2-0.
I would have liked to have had the old little pulse deal on the Penn State coach, because it just looked like he was just laid back and calm. Never did he show any emotion at all. They finally got a smile out of him at the end. That's what probably surprised me. You know, you're down 2-0. You've got 102 matches in a row that you've won. I would think you'd be on edge, nervous, going nearly berserk. No, he just sat there and thought, hey, I think we got the team. It seemed to me to be like, so much confidence, we'll find a way. We'll find a way. That's exactly what they did, too. Even in the fifth match, Doug, it looked like Texas, at times, was going to get the momentum and get up 3 or 4 points. Never let it happen.
Texas get 2 in a row.
Right.
Maybe a couple times in the fourth set they got 3 in a row, but they were always behind. And so they never put themselves after that in a position to win the match. And would have been great. I was rooting for Texas. I mean, I'm serious. I would have loved to see Texas pull off the volleyball-football doubleheader. As much as you want to dislike them, I'm one of those people that don't have any animosity towards Texas volleyball. What have they ever done but been great competition for Nebraska and helped the Big 12 get better in the sport of volleyball and bring home the championship for the Big 12 Conference, snap Penn State's winning streak, because God knows now they might win 138 in a row. I mean, it might be all the way to the NCAA tournament next year before they get beat, because they'll only have a couple of couple of real competitive matches in the non-conference, and then maybe a Minnesota and a Michigan starting to move along there could give them something during the regular season as far as a Big Ten. But Penn State and Texas were ranked 1 and 2 in the preseason, and that's how they finished. By the way, Nebraska was ranked 3rd in the preseason.
Probably going to end up what, 8th or 9th?
A little farther down the, yeah. Hawaii, they'll be up there because Hawaii took a set from Penn State. Hawaii, I would imagine, will be the number 3 team in the country when the final poll does come out. But getting back to the NFL before we take our final break. That's right, I am getting us back to the NFL.
All right.
Me here, I'll get us back to the NFL. Mike Perenio, reportedly, Mike Perenio and all race and sportsbook managers throughout Las Vegas running naked through the pools all over the place because another dominating weekend, 10 underdogs and one push out of the games. Yesterday, you throw in Dallas, that's 11 underdogs and one push from the entire weekend. And Thursday, the Jags, no, the Colts covered. So, but 11 dogs out of 15 games going into tonight, 16 games going into tonight, and a lot of people like Washington tonight. I'm not one of them, but a lot of people like Washington tonight against the Giants here on ESPN Radio.
Yeah, another embarrassing deal is I thought everybody's going to hammer Baltimore yesterday, which they probably did, one of the favorites that covered, because they were supposed to leave at 8:30 in the morning. They didn't get there until 10:30 the night before. All the snow on the East Coast, this and that. But I thought, everybody's going to hammer Baltimore. I'll sneak up and bet those tricky Bears. Jay Cutler sucks.
The Bears are not who we thought they would be. I thought they'd be a better football team this year, but the O-line, that's what they're going to have to address in the draft. I mean, you've got Matt Forte. You've got a good quarterback. It's just that he doesn't have any time to throw the ball. I mean, seriously, he's in the upper half. I mean, pick the guys that are starting yesterday.
I was just
Don't
going
you gotta
to go
say
there.
He's in the upper half, Tony? Seriously, Detroit. I mean, even if it was Stafford, better than him. The Jets, Sanchez, better than him.
Doug Moore throws
Cleveland,
for...
Cleveland, better than Brady Quinn.
Moore throws
St.
for
Louis,
Carolina.
Louis, better than Kevin Null.
3 touchdowns.
I'm just going there for you. But it just throws it up in the air again. I said it over the weekend. I'm going to say it again. A Dallas-Baltimore Super Bowl. Go ahead. There, if you're looking for your long shots, I'll throw out the Dallas card. Everybody gives us crap because we're Dallas fans and we keep them in the top 10. But a close loss to San Diego, who's won 9 in a row. It's either them or Indy right now, probably the hottest team. But Baltimore, I've been preaching them all year long. Yes, they're 8-6. But look at who made it to the Super Bowl last year, Pittsburgh and Arizona. We're now getting into the time where the parity just shows you whoever's hot at the end of the year is the team that goes in and plays in the Super Bowl, and at least that gives you a chance to win. Nobody was jumping on Arizona's bandwagon at this time last year after they just got killed by New England. And speaking of New England, that may have been the most disappointing football game yesterday. You come out, you get it to Randy Moss right away, and you get on a 17-3 lead, and you just sit on it. I'd have benched Tom Brady. He looked horrible. He looked. If you're going to talk about putting Brett Favre down last night, Tom Brady, his head's not in it. If he's got the new kid, if that's part of it, I mean, whatever, his head's not been in it. Don't blame Randy Moss. Tom Brady, for the first time in a long time, is not getting the job done. And he's about to become a has-been in the National Football League. Tony, I mean, New England's not performing. They're not performing. They're being gift-wrapped the AFC East.
Well, AFC East isn't good. I don't think anybody said going into the year they were going to be good. I think people thought the Dolphins would be more competitive. You didn't know about the Jets because of a rookie quarterback. And then the Bills were a wild card to do some good things, but they've just completely fallen off. They're not good. But I don't think he's a has-been in the NFL.
I'm not saying he is. I'm saying he's headed that way. He was out last year with the injury. He had a 6-touchdown game against Tennessee. I mean, it's Brett Favre-esque. He had a couple of huge games, and then it takes a month for you to go, man, he's not playing well.
Obscure.
Not a week.
Yeah. He'd still be in that elite group about the top
six. Not if
six,
he doesn't step up. Yeah, but not if he's sliding. What I'm saying is he's sliding. If you let Buffalo, face it, Derek's the Buffalo fan. Buffalo stunk yesterday.
Yeah, they're terrible.
They gave him how many chances in the fourth quarter?
A lot.
To get that last touchdown.
Yeah.
And finally they were able to get it in.
Yeah, it was a close game most of the way through. I mean, I didn't see it. I was keeping my eye on the score, but I saw, wow, Buffalo's only a touchdown back, only a touchdown back, only 13 points back, or, a couple points back at some time, but they kept it close. But yeah, you got to blow Buffalo out. You got to blow them out at this point.
And another thing, I don't know why, but I did like Atlanta this week in maybe the worst football game played yesterday. How can you have the number one defense in the National Football League and the number one rushing offense in the National Football League and be a 500 team? You explain that to me. There's no way that could have ever happened in the National Football League, in the history of the National Football League, and that is the case for the New York Jets going into the game yesterday. Number one rushing offense, number one total defense, and they get beat 10-7. On the last play, virtually, of the football game.
It's inexplainable. You cannot come up with a rational explanation for that.
And even if you make the three field goals, 16-10, that's not impressive.
You know, it was impressive a week ago. It was obviously Arizona, or 2 weeks ago, you go back to that win over Minnesota. That huge win. You're thinking, okay, you turn the ball over a bunch, but you know what? We're going to regroup. This is a team that could get on a roll this time of year. All the talent at wide receiver, the running backs are great running backs, young running backs. Quarterback, need I say more, NFL MVP, took them to the Super Bowl a year ago. You think they're going to go on that run? They've got the game in hand yesterday. It's over. Then all of a sudden, we're down ready to score. And, I say the Cardinals. 100-yard pick for six. Then what goes on when you let a team like Detroit move the ball on you? They haven't moved the ball on anybody this year.
Well, Kansas City, Cleveland. There's double suck. If it wasn't for Cribs, Kansas City wins the game despite the 280-some-yard performance of Harrison. Great game. But, if you tackle Cribs, especially the first time, it's not touch football, Kansas City. Kansas City, I kind of thought maybe this would be a team that next year would really, Jamaal Charles, I think he's the real deal. Matt Castle threw the ball around the lot, but their defense is horrible. And that used to be what they hung their hat on. We're seeing a changing of the guard. Maybe that's why I'm just getting punched in fantasy most of the time, even though I had Andre Johnson and Matt Schaub lead me down the road of destruction yesterday, even though they had good games. I'm looking at Kansas City. Kansas City's defense, Chicago's defense, Baltimore's defense. Tony, the teams that were defensive studs. Even Minnesota, they give up 26 to Carolina. Where are the great defenses the past?
If you're going to say of this weekend, it seemed to be one-hit wonders, but the way that Dallas defense shut down the Saints and that offense, which, was hardly containable throughout the first 13 weeks or whatever. You know what? I said the other night, Doug, we were watching that game. I looked at Bayer and I said, do the Dallas running backs look to have some of the freshest legs in all the NFL right now? All of a sudden, Barber, Felix Jones, Choice, all look to be hitting the hole as hard as anyone
right now. What do all the professional analysts say? He who runs the ball this time of year wins games. That's why I say make fun and ha-ha and everything you want about Dallas, and I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole against Washington on Sunday. But this is a team that could be ripe to make a run and finally get off the schneid with Tony Romo as their quarterback in the playoffs. A playoff game.
Looks so right now you'd be going to Philadelphia that first game of the playoffs.
Well, we'll see. They get to control that. They can win and win their division and play at home. Because whoever wins the division is going to get a home game, because whoever wins, Arizona is going to not have as good a record, it would not appear, winning the West, and you would be ahead of them. So we'll see how it all breaks down. So it was a weird day in the National Football League. You look at Houston playing a horrible St. Louis team, still in the playoff race, and you look just bad yesterday, despite all the passing yards that you had yesterday. Denver, you don't want to be in the playoffs. They need to be talking about them as bad as the Cowboys. They don't wait till December to fall flat on their face. They start doing it in November. And it was a great game between San Diego and Cincinnati yesterday. So, and finally on that defense, Pittsburgh and Green Bay. Green Bay was midway through the season number one defense. Yeah. Pittsburgh, Green Bay, really? We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kevin Asher going to join us from Hastings St. City, talk a little high school hoops as we head into the holiday season. We'd love to hear from you, 888-455-ESPN. You can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. When we come back, we'll talk about the robot named the Athlete of the Year by the Associated Press.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Vidalki Heating and Air.
Schroeder Smoked Foods is now in the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island across from Radio Shack. You can get the same great-tasting food like pulled pork, baby back ribs, pork loin, smoked beef and chicken, and homemade pies. With six flavors of brats and the best sauce on the planet, Grandma Foster's barbecue sauce, Schroeder Smoked Foods has made it easier for Central Nebraska to get a hold of the same awesome mouth-watering food for Husker tailgates or just for a meal at home. Stop by Schroeder Smoked Foods in the Conestoga Mall for your great-tasting food today.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. Centerpoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
Are you suffering with allergy symptoms? If so, you're not alone. Long-term lasting relief is now possible with drugs or allergy shots. BioVeda Wellness Relief Centers features new state-of-the-art laser and biofeedback technology to access and alleviate chronic symptoms such as sneezing, headaches, skin irritations, digestive issues, and more. Call them at Widhelm Chiropractic Clinic today at 402-463-6797 or visit them online at BioVedaOfHastings.com.
For more exciting high school basketball action, keep it on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our next basketball is Monday night on Classic Hits 98.9 FM as the Pleasanton Bulldogs welcome in Bertrand. Then on Tuesday, Kearney Catholic travels to Axtell on KKPR, and Hastings St. Cecilia boys will be at Gretna Tuesday night on 1230 KHAS. It's high school basketball leading you up to Christmas right here.
A winter storm watch is in effect for our area on Wednesday and Thursday. For today, we'll see skies become partly cloudy with a high of around 40. Southeast winds will stay from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Back to 21 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
She named me Dale, Darrell, Waltrip, Richard, Bay, Rusty, Olsen, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith. Johnson,
nothing
Junior.
Says Christmas like NASCAR, you clowns. And NASCAR driver Jimmy Johnson, picked as the Male Athlete of the Year by the members of the Associated Press. He received 42 votes to beat Roger Federer and Usain Bolt, who were the only other two athletes to receive totals in double digits. Albert Pujols, Kobe Bryant, Tiger Woods, who was named the Athlete of the Decade last week, each received 9 votes. Johnson won 7 races this season, including 4 in the chase for the sprint to coast to his 4th title. That's great. They gave it to a robot. Congratulations, Jimmy Johnson. I will say this. I guess if somebody from NASCAR was ever going to win this award, this would be the year, because Johnson did have a great year, won a lot of races. It's kind of a career thing because he keeps doing it. What is this, the 4th time that he's won the title? Is it 4 in a row, Derek?
I think it's four overall.
Okay. And nobody else stood out, I guess, in the world of sports.
What's wrong with Federer? Is tennis just an afterthought?
They just give it to him too much?
I don't know, but
Ben Roethlisberger, maybe? He won the Super Bowl twice.
Do they have other names that are up there in the voting? Who's the other names down the list? That
Roger Federer, Usain Bolt, Albert Pujols, Kobe Bryant, Tiger Woods. I gave you a copy. It's right there. It's right there. I'm sorry. Is there other people that should be in consideration? I guess I probably not. That's the ones right there.
Well, any of those are better than Jimmy Johnson, aren't they?
Well, there you go. Your NASCAR mention of the day here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're the fastest man in the world, and you break the record twice. Everybody knows. You bring
Bolt
track
get
and
it
field.
Last year. No, Michael Phelps had to get it last year.
Go.
Michael Phelps got it last year. Yeah. Again, Usain Bolt, better than more of an athlete than Jimmy Johnson.
No doubt.
And everybody will, I'm a golf fan, I'm not a NASCAR fan, everybody will throw that at me. You know what? A golfer has to go out and do it by himself. A NASCAR driver, if it isn't for the car, if it isn't for the guys in the pit, if it isn't for the people that build the car, he sets in it and turns left. Yes, there's some mental strategy, but minute compared to most other sports.
She named me Dale, Darrell, Waltrip, Richard, Bay, Rusty, Olsen, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr.
Johnson Jr., see, there it was. And NASCAR fan, you have no argument. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. Nobody wants to coach Cincinnati in the Sugar Bowl. Jeff Quinn, no, not the former Husker quarterback. Jeff Quinn, now he's leaving Cincinnati to take the head coaching job at Buffalo. Brian Kelly is at Notre Dame. Jeff Quinn's at Buffalo. And Cincinnati's unbeaten going to the Sugar Bowl to play Tim Tebow. Merry Christmas, Bearcats.
I was really surprised, though, by the reaction that the Cincinnati Bearcat players, and maybe there were a lot of them really happy for Brian Kelly and the move to Notre Dame. Maybe there were a lot of them. You didn't see that getting reported. You saw him not happy that he just emptied his office out and said, I got to start getting recruiting. That hurt a lot.
I'm sorry, Cincinnati players, and I'm sorry to every player that happens to. That's life. You know it going in. That's the way it is. You're in the military, you get transferred. That's the way it is. You're in business, you can move up, but you got to move cities. That's the way it is. It's not a surprise. It's not a surprise. Only Joe Paterno and Bobby Bowden have been anywhere that these kids can remember for the entire portion of their lives. I don't think there's probably another coach that's been there for 18 or 20 years.
You're right. And especially in a mid-major like that, it's going to have an opportunity if you have the success that they've had at Cincinnati.
Supposedly a big get here for the Nebraska football team. They get a kid that's ranked 7th best running back in the entire country by Rivals. He comes out of Youngstown, Ohio. Cardinal Mooney, right where Bo and Carl Pelini went to school, also where Bob Stoops went to school, and a few other great football coaches. West Virginia did have his commitment, but right now Braylon Hurd is committed to Nebraska. He made a visit this past weekend. He says, told Rivals.com, it just felt like the school I'm at now. It's the same family. 4 stars by Rivals, 3 stars by Scout. Reportedly runs a 4.45. West Virginia, he had offers also from Cincinnati, Penn State, Syracuse, Maryland, Pitt, North Carolina State, Indiana, Vanderbilt. So a big get there for the Huskers.
Yeah, you like to see some of those skill position people start to show up. You like to see a couple more wide receivers maybe show up on that list.
So that's where the Huskers are sitting right now, losing a couple commitments a couple of weeks ago, but now picking up what could be one of the top commits so far out of the 17 for 2010. And, of course, that all becomes official the first week in February. Well, if the snow stays away, we're going to have some pretty good high school basketball games tomorrow night. There are a few going on tonight with those pre-holiday tournaments. I'll be over at Pleasanton as the Bulldogs play Bertrand tonight, Arapahoe's playing Litchfield. There's a couple others in the listening area. But tomorrow, Hastings St. Cecilia is scheduled to play at Gretna. The Hawks are off to a 5-0 start. They're the 2-time defending champs, and we're pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show head coach Kevin Asher. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Doug. How you doing?
Well, we're doing good. How's things over in the land of the Hawks?
Well, I guess we're off to the start that we had hoped to get to. Up to this point, we've been challenged. I mean, the teams we're playing are solid, and our kids, with the short preparation, have responded pretty well.
Kevin, what's the hardest thing about the game of basketball with that short preparation?
Well, just getting in condition. I mean, we can still see we're not as conditioned as we'd like to be. It's such a difference from football. There's no breaks, and you know, we're playing 7 and 8 guys right now. We'd like to get our depth built to 9, maybe 10 at times, but definitely just getting them in game shape, and then trying to get, you know, just a touchback of shooting. We've gotten better shooting the ball each game out, but you know, at times you can still see where kids are. It's a confidence thing, and it comes down to if I can take that shot and do I have the confidence.
Kevin Asher with us. That was exactly what I was going to go to next. You can kind of tell that the scoring average not where it's been the last couple of years, a little bit due to playing a SCOTUS or a Newman that are deep, Sutton that are defensive and want to hold the ball and maybe not give you as many possessions. But as far as that goes, is it just the kind of kids that you have? Or are you expecting to be score-wise a little bit more in the 50s to around 60 as compared to where you've been the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think we are. I think it's the type of team we're going to have. You know, we're going to try to, you know, we still want to push the ball, but we've got, you know, 6'10 and a 6'4 kid that are pretty good inside, and our scoring average probably will be in that 55, 58 range somewhere for the season. And then, you know, we're basing a lot of our stuff off our defense, but, you know, right against Sutton, they play a pretty deliberate style, disciplined offense, and they held the ball, not necessarily just to keep the points down. I mean, they really did a nice job of just moving the basketball on us. We're still contesting shots and only allowing really one shot a trip, but you know, you're right. Wahoo Newman was a good basketball team. Columbus SCOTUS was a good basketball team. So, you know, out of the chute, I guess I can be pleased.
Kevin, I guess you want to force things with your defense, but that's usually a man-to-man defense, if I'm not mistaken. With the shape the kids are in, have you had to back off of that somewhat?
Well, we like to get out and contest passes, you know, and we try to play mostly just half-court man-to-man. And we've even tinkered, some people probably roll over that we've thought about playing some zone at different times just to, because our depth isn't quite there yet.
Easy.
And stamina. But, you know, I think our kids are getting close, you know, as far as being in game shape, and that'll really pay off. You know, you get a 5-day moratorium here, and I don't know if they'll go to the gym, but I know I won't.
Kevin Asher joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kevin, is going to something like a 1-3-1 zone, something you've you messed with a little bit?
No, we haven't. You know, I just, you know, it's been in the back of our minds to play a little zone here and there if we get in foul trouble, because we haven't had that situation yet come up this year, and we've been able to play pretty good man-to-man and handle the opponents that we've had. So we could go to a 1-3-1 or a 2-3, but we just haven't at this point. So I don't know exactly what we're going to work on, maybe a little 2-3 here just for the second half of the season in case we get into some foul trouble.
Kevin Asher, the head boys basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Nice game added to your schedule tomorrow. Hopefully you'll get to play it at Gretna. Tell us a little bit about the matchup.
Well, we're excited for this game. You know, when we added Newman and Gretna to the schedule, we knew we were going to lose 6 seniors, and we knew that we had some really nice returning players, and we wasn't really our choice. Superior and Sandy Creek had to go to different things on their schedule because of their conference. So we just decided to upgrade a little bit, and going to Gretna is going to be a challenge. They're very physical. They play kind of the similar style that we do, half-court man-to-man defense, up in your face. They go 6'4", 6'4", and then their guards are really well built. They look like football players. And so I look for a very physical, tough matchup just due to the fact that we kind of mirror each other in the athleticism that we put out there.
I know you just said earlier you want to be in the 50s and 60s, but against a team like Gretna, when they play Beatrice continually to 31-29, probably not going to be up in that 50-60 point range.
No, you're probably right, and I saw they beat Mount Michael, and I watched that game on film, 34-27, and you know, I see the score tomorrow night. If it gets to 50, then you're probably going to win the game, because both teams play pretty good defense, and you know, the possessions will be real precious. You got to really value the basketball each time down. So you know, it'll be a challenge, and that's what's good, because our kids haven't really been met physically. Columbus SCOTUS has a pretty physical team, but this team is definitely the most physical team we've seen.
Kevin, talk about your guard play, because obviously if they can handle that, you've been able to do it the last couple of years. Teams that try to hold you down, you've been able to overcome that. Talk about your guard play so far.
Well, you know, Bo Schwenka does a great job for us. He's a really smart kid. He's not a pure point guard, but he does a great job of doing what he needs to do. And he's kind of run the show for us and doing a great job there. And then Dalton Sealy is our, you know, go-to guard. And he's, you know, to be honest, he probably thinks he's, some people think he's off to a little bit of a slow start, but he's, his average is starting to come up. And he shot the ball really well the last game, went 4-for-6 from three-point land. And he can handle the ball up and down the floor as good as anybody. And then Joe Ryan's kind of our defensive stopper and offensive screener that we use him in that role. So he's done a nice job in his role. And then Phil Hamburger's a sophomore who's coming off the bench, and at one time he was 6 of 9 from the three-point line, and I think he went 0-for-3 last game. So he's shooting 50% from three-point land, and that's really basically the guards that we put on the floor. We do bring Chase Bassett, a junior, and Simon Ostrander, a sophomore, off the bench. Matt Kissinger, a sophomore, but they spell our guys. They play good pressure defense, and they don't make a lot of mistakes, and that's, I guess, key for our guards.
Kevin, I think maybe the kids might have looked ahead towards this holiday tournament a little bit. I'm not mistaken, when you see Pierce on that schedule, probably get a smile on some of their faces, get another chance to knock them off.
Well, you know, when we saw Gretna, Pierce, and then either Elkhorn or Crete, and our kids always, you know, like a challenge, and seeing Pierce on there when we play them the first round, they lost some bodies too from last year. They aren't as near as big as they were, but they're still up in your face and not going to back down. And that's kind of what we've seen out of some of the teams that played this year. We're getting a lot of teams' best shot, and we knew that, and it's made us better. And yeah, we're not the type of team that's probably going to beat somebody, you know, 30, 40 points like we did last year, because we had such a deep team that it was just, we could put two starting fives out there this year. You know, we're more of a grinded out team, and, you know, try to win each quarter.
Kevin Asher joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Now, besides all the baseball gear they need, what are the kids getting for Christmas?
Well, I don't know, Doug. We haven't even got a present under the tree yet, so we're looking for the Doug and Daddy special. I don't know what you got out there.
We got koozies and mugs and heads on sticks. We'll send them your way. Hey, Kevin.
Well,
have a Merry Christmas, you, the family, all the kids, and hey, best of luck during this holiday time. We'll catch up with you after the first of the year.
All right, you guys have a good holiday, too.
Thanks, Kevin. Kevin Asher, head basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. They're going to get tested over the next three ball games for sure, and then, of course, they've got some very good competition towards the end of the year. They'll be on the road at Adams Central. I know that's across town, but that ought to be a good matchup. Central Catholic's on the road. Then they play in the Hoops Classic at the Heartland Events Center against Omaha Scutt in one of the premier matchups, so should be some great competition for St. Cecilia.
You're moving up. You're playing B. That's not going to hurt you in those wild cards. You're playing quality C1 opponents. Not going to hurt you in that wild card. It's only going to prepare you for the run that you want to make at state. Period. That's the only thing you're doing right now. And then there's certain coaches out there that don't have the guts to go out there and take a stand. You know, I know Brent Heinrichs wants to get in that holiday tournament, the deal in Grand Island, because he wants to challenge his kids and move up. It does him no good to beat the hell out of Southwest. They're down this year. They're struggling. They're going to be 1-45 on the season. You gotta go out and try and position yourselves so you're not coming home on Thursday afternoon.
You're right. Teams, that's the good thing about basketball, is that if you know you got something coming, usually you can move some things around on your schedule and either toughen it up or soften it up, whatever the case needs to be. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk about what went on at the Heartland Event Center this past weekend with the Flatwater Fracas. Plus, we've got more sports to talk about, so don't leave us. Christmas time is here.
You hear a lot during the holidays about how this is a season for giving. Couldn't agree more, because right now, America's gamers are giving massive beatdowns to their fellow man. And with the holiday games on ESPN Radio powered by Blockbuster, it's easy to get into the holiday spirit. Just log on to ESPNRadio.com, enter promotional code SCOTT, print the coupon, and go to your nearest participating Blockbuster location. Then when you rent one video game, you can rent another for free. See ESPNRadio.com for rules, so gather around the flat screen. Let's give till it hurts, especially the other guy.
Now you can trash talk and cheer on your favorite college football team from anywhere with ESPN Section 140, powered by Windows Phone.
The Gators! I got your Gators right here!
ESPN Section 140, powered by Windows Phone. Your mobile connection to college football fans and games across the country.
The Sooners! I got your Sooners right here!
Simply text 140 to 4ESPN.
140 to 4ESPN? I got you... Wait a minute, what?
ESPN Section 140.
Powered by Windows Phone.
Text 140 to 4ESPN and get into the game.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
A winter storm watch is in effect for our area on Wednesday and Thursday. For today, we'll see skies become partly cloudy with a high of around 40. Southeast winds will stay from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Back to 21 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
Go to the Dad Popper inbox from Matt in Omaha. Wants to know when we're going to play the 12 Days of Christmas classic. Imagine that.
I can probably dig that up.
Now, our little buddy Matt Schick, who has some program in Omaha, he's working on his 12 Days of Christmas this year's edition. You know, that's what co-hosts do. Anyway, coming up tomorrow on the program,
Steve Sipple said to join us.
That'll be outstanding. Should we have somebody from Arizona on?
Also
the
efforting.
The week?
We're still continuing to effort Mike Stoops.
Well, I'm just saying we should have more people on. We're going to talk a lot more about the Holiday Bowl. Next week, we've got some high school basketball, some holiday tournaments. We're still going to have Doug and Daddy show. Are you going to do a show Thursday? Because I'm not going to be here.
No. Now I got to take the day off. Now we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think later in the week also. We're gonna take a look. People like to talk to college football with the bowl season going on. We'll break down the bowls as they start. Of course, getting a night away from bowl games tonight because of Monday Night Football. Then we got bowl games on.
Continually. A good one tomorrow. Oregon State, BYU. Yeah, a good one tomorrow.
Starting to get some quality matchups. So want to break them down a little bit.
And we're getting our sheets back in too. We've got a couple of response out of our four.
We should have three by the end of the day. And we're still efforting with Justin. We're still working with Justin. Had a little problem with the computer, couldn't open the program, so we're efforting.
You're not sending out viruses, are you?
No.
But anyway, hopefully Wednesday we have them all. We can tell you where the four differ in the Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em Grand Prize. They were the four that defeated us heads up throughout the year. The winner gets the two Lazy Boy recliners from Bruce Furniture. And congratulations to all those that qualified this year. But this is where it gets interesting. Somebody is going to be setting their butt in a new recliners come NFL playoff time, especially the Super Bowl, because it all winds up with the national championship game between Alabama, and Texas. And, Daddy, the just coming down here on the Associated Press, and if the damn printer would work in this radio station. We're having printer issues, right, Derek?
Yeah, it's the drum, I think. It keeps saying it's the drum.
So it looks like we're getting a new printer,
maybe,
right?
If I bang on it like a drum, it'll start working.
We're going to get a new printer. That'll be awesome. Florida's Brandon.
Are you getting that okayed? Because I don't think I can okay that.
Well, I mean, if that's broke and unfixable, we get a new printer, right?
We'll see, yeah, absolutely. If I'll bang on it, and if it doesn't work, then I'll break it.
I'll make sure it's broke.
Awesome. Yeah, absolutely.
Florida's Brandon James, who leads the team in all-purpose yards, will not play in the Sugar Bowl after having surgery on his right foot. Does that change your mind?
No. Well, it doesn't change my mind. You got to wonder, Florida, you're going to get the effort out of Tebow. Tebow's not one to just show up and play his last football game out. I don't think. I think Florida's overmatched talent-wise, obviously, but that's a little bit worried. Do they really want to be there when the whole focus was set to get back to that national title?
Tim's a winner. And before we get too far, I'm going to get back to some local stuff here. We got another break to take and a couple other things to get to. And this in no means is to poke fun at you, but it just shows the weirdness that is the college football season. Let's not overlook it. People get in pools like they do and pick the bowl games, and it's on ESPN, and you put your confidence points on there. Some of them are against the spread. Some of them are straight up, just pick the winner. Others have different things. But some of them say there's 34 bowls. All right, you pick, man, you just don't know, Alabama, Texas. So you say, I flip a coin, and I give that 1 point. But then you go, wow, Texas Tech, that's the best pick. I'm going to give them 34 points. And then you add the points up. Whoever has the most points, gets the free coupon to the car wash.
Right.
But you're in one of those, right? Yes. I didn't get in any of those value point ones this year. Just too busy. But you did. And
yes,
you thought, you know what? I'm going to come right out of the bang with 34. I'm going to get 34. I'm going to have the lead. I'm going to kick ass. I'm going to win the first game. And what happened?
Yeah, Wyoming beat me in double overtime.
And Fresno State had your 34 confidence points?
32, I believe.
Oh,
so.
Well, see, I thought you said that was 34.
When I went back and looked, we got 32.
Lying again. See, there you go.
But still, nonetheless, it's not good for the...
No, but how good do you feel for the Wyoming kicker? After he absolutely blew it in the first overtime, his team able to help him out.
I never feel overly great for a kicker. Even at Christmas time.
Congratulations to Grand Island, ranked number one in the state, and they go out and have no problem winning the Flatwater Fracas, even beating Kearney, the number two team in the state, in a duel, 45-13 in the championship. Grand Island wins it. Kearney finishes second. Omaha North beat Manhattan, Kansas in the third-place match. Grand Island Northwest beat Gothenburg in the fifth-place match, and Aurora over Papillion La Vista South in the seventh-place match. The 20 teams on hand, some good wrestling over the weekend. UNK, Marty Usman is back, and he was able to upset the fifth-ranked wrestler in all of Division I, Ben Bennett from Central Michigan, but that was the only win for the Lopers against Central Michigan, ranked sixth in the country, as Central Michigan won it 37-3. But Nebraska was up 18-14 over the 12th-ranked Huskers on Saturday afternoon, but then the big boys came in. Craig Brester, ranked second in the country. He picks a 7-1 win, and then at heavyweight, boy, if Travell DeLogne was still here for UNK, they would have beat Nebraska in a straight-up duel because Tucker Lane, the Husker heavyweight, picked up the win. And Nebraska 23, UNK 18. That's good competition right there, people. Nothing. I mean, so you're 4-9 now in history against D1 schools. Take that. UNK will have several wrestlers heading to the Midlands Tournament at Northwestern University December 29th and 30th. Tri-City Storm 1-0-1 over the weekend, a 7-2 victory in their contest against Waterloo. Then they lost in a shootout Saturday to Green Bay 3-2.
Yeah, they were smoking on Friday night. That 7-2 win, they hopped out to a quick 3-0 lead, never looked back. Carson Chuback's playing some of the best hockey I've seen a goalie play at the USHL level. Had 40 saves on Saturday night, but they lose in the shootout. Couldn't get anything going in overtime or the shootout. But nonetheless, they look like they got it together lately.
And Jaden Schwartz.
Wow, he had 5 points on Friday night. He had 2 goals and 3 assists.
That's a lot, Tony.
That's Jaden Schwartz, if you're unfamiliar with the Tri-City Storm, would, if they had to do all over again and put every player that they've now had a chance to look at, he would be the number one overall pick.
Probably, yeah. And if you look at his numbers, the numbers he's putting up now, he's having a Bill Thomas type season. And if you remember Bill Thomas, he went from the Storm. Now he's playing in the NHL. So
there you go. Well, they're off until New Year's Eve, special New Year's Eve game against Sioux Falls. Go to the Storm website for more information. on how to get tickets. Hastings College, the women blow out Bethel, Kansas, 88-56. Lindsay Ducey, All-American on the first team, 23 points, 11 rebounds. Heather McEwen had 19 points as she knocked down five threes. The men went to Peru State, won 96-69. And it looks like a big day for Kyler Dossett, 22 points, 8 rebounds. Wade Vaunce had 19 in the ball game. The Hastings men will take on Division II Northern State 1 week from today. The Hastings women are off until January 2nd when they go up to Dakota State. That's right, Coach Dittman's old stomping grounds there. UNK was swept by UNO. A couple former Lopers now at UNO had big games in the men's contest, but they were fairly close, and now both teams are off until January 2nd. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show, the new Associated Press men's basketball poll out. A couple other items to talk about after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Man, I love the holidays. All that great football. Sit down, watch it on TV. Oh, wait, holiday Christmas shopping. Ah, not so fast. How about going online, proflowers.com, and ordering things for the ladies in your life? 12 candy cane roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. ProFlowers also has an exclusive deal for radio customers. Get 6 extra roses and chocolate truffles to go with your bouquet for just $10 more. Do you want to miss the football games? Do you want to battle the traffic? Either do I. You can't lose. Gorgeous roses, guaranteed to stay fresh for 7 days. Go to proflowers.com, look at the mic upper right-hand corner, enter the password Colin. This is your last day to order. Don't wait. You must order by 6 p.m. today to get Christmas Eve delivery. Proflowers.com or 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention Colin.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Tonight, it's an NFC East showdown when Eli Manning and the New York Giants travel to Washington to face the Redskins. Hi, everybody. This is Boomer Esiason of Westwood One. Join Kevin Harlan, Sean Landetta, and me in the nation's capital for all the action. Can Eli and the Giants keep their playoff chances alive, or will the Redskins dash the hopes of their division rivals? Tune in to find out. The New York Giants versus Washington. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
Giants-Redskins tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A winter storm watch is in effect for our area on Wednesday and Thursday. For today, we'll see skies become partly cloudy with a high of around 40. Southeast winds will stay from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Back to 21 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
Hi, everybody. Merry Christmas, Doug and Daddy Show. Yay! Yay, Doug and Daddy Show. But when Christmas is here, Daddy,
yes. It's
not long before we're thinking New Year's. You've got your plans. You're going to be leaving the country. That's still on?
That's still on.
All right. Well, if you're not leaving the country, then check out the New Year's Eve package at the Ramada in Kearney. I know you like that, too. Even if you live around here, get a break. The kids are going to the babysitter. Maybe you don't even have kids yet. Maybe you can get a few kids New Year's Eve. There you go, huh?
Elephant's eye?
Possibly. Maybe have a little beverage. But here's what happens. You can ring in 2010 with the New Year's Eve package from the Ramada. Their package includes a room, the prime rib, and seafood jambalaya.
Chef Carlos out there.
Yes, a great picture of Chef Carlos right here on my copy, too, saying, come have prime rib and seafood jambalaya. Chef Carlos, a buffet for two, served between 6:30 and 8 that night. The OK Sisters are going to be performing some great music throughout the evening. The dessert bar at midnight, the hot breakfast buffet. Woo-hoo! The next morning, nothing better than hot breakfast the next morning. You think you can be up in time for that, Daddy?
I doubt it, but you know what? The wife might enjoy it.
Now, of course, folks, limited availability and seating, so you don't want to miss out. Call today for reservations locally, 237-3141, 237-3141. Or if you're coming in from out of town, here's the 800 number, 800-652-1909, 800-652-1909. If you want to spend two nights, come a day early or stay a day late, only $49 more plus tax. And don't forget, for Christmas, gift certificates are available. Call today for reservations in the Bourbon Street Bistro and Bar, even if you're just coming out to eat for New Year's Eve or any time here in the near future. So check it out. The rooms are outstanding. Be home for the holidays at Ramada in Kearney and their New Year's Eve. Oh, you can't beat it. You can't beat it, folks. Again, yeah. The number 237-3141.
Quite the ambience. If you haven't checked out the Bourbon Street Bistro in the Ramada, it's the crawfish sticking their heads out of the lettuce. It's a very, very... very nice place to stop by and check out a meal.
Kansas remains number one, although Texas picked up 6 first-place votes, and Kentucky won over last week. Syracuse picked up a couple, so evidently Kansas has done something that hasn't impressed the voters. Kansas, Texas, Kentucky, Purdue, Syracuse, those are the top 5 teams in the country. Kansas State ranked 12th. That's their highest ranking, since 92, they said? They're 10-1, so Kansas State is ranked 12th in the country. Texas A&M is 19th, and Texas Tech is 23rd. The women's poll due out later this afternoon. We expect a pretty big jump from Nebraska after their win yesterday. And evidently, NASCAR fans agree. They know Jimmy Johnson. Named the male athlete of the year.
Unbelievable. Really, what a slap in the face.
Shouldn't you name his car the athlete? I'm just throwing that out there.
What number's his car?
44? 48. 48, I think.
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right. I think you're right. I think you're right. I think we gave away some Jimmy Johnson memorabilia paraphernalia on this show before. It was like, show up, you can have it. You know, something like that. Hey, we want to thank Kevin Asher, the head boys basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, for joining us on the program today. A little high school basketball tonight on 98.9 FM and the World Wide Web. KKPR.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. You can click on any of the basketball games we broadcast. Tonight it's Pleasanton hosting Bertrand as part of their pre-holiday tournament. Tomorrow on the program, Steve Sippel set to join us from the Lincoln Journal-Star and a few other special things to talk about, because, Daddy, we probably need to make some bowl selections here eventually. NFL power rankings, we might hit those tomorrow because I'll be out Thursday, and then we'll have the holiday break as well. So that's coming up on the next couple of days here at the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!